it is time to hear from the wonderful Will Little, who's joining us in studio for
the Community Armchair.
And why is it called the Community Armchair?
A lot of people don't really know about this, but there's a term that's applied to a lot of people who sit behind their screens, or whether that be phones or computers, who talk about sport as if they can get out there and play it professionally. They're called armchair quarterbacks.
Right.
So I'm kind of the armchair quarterback of 2SCR 107.3 right here. So how's your weekend, Tina?
Yeah, not too bad. How was yours?
Good. I actually ended up seeing a little bit of the Ashes. We won't go too into depth about it, just because everybody...
Good weekend, hey, for
yeah,
the Aussies.
Oh, huge. Everybody and their dog is talking about it, so I'm not going to go too into depth with it. Mitchell Starc had an amazing performance. I mean, seven wickets in total. He probably had more. But the batting just wasn't really hanging around in the first inning, but Travis Head, the man for the moment.
And man of the moment, yeah. I was news reading yesterday, and so of course it was, you know, it was all about the cricket. So that was kind of the big story. I had a mate that texted me and said, I'm going to report you to ACMA because he's a Brit. And he said, you just sounded too happy talking about the cricket. He was not pleased with the results. So,
none of them really were. I saw a photo of a British fan kind of planning flights home in Perth, like on the phone. It's like, oh, cricket's not going well, might be flying back on Tuesday. Could have been a Photoshop, could have been AI, who knows?
Oh, so much passion, so much investment. All right, so look, if we, you know, everybody, every man and his dog, as you said, has been talking about the cricket this weekend. Moving away from that, the A-League men's has returned from the international break with some fantastic games from match day five, starting with the Western Sydney Wanderers. They defeated the Central Coast Mariners 3-2.
Yeah, this was a pretty fun game to watch. Plenty of attacking and not a whole lot of defense, just how I like it, including the first goal 40 seconds in. Both teams had kind of designs on utilizing the wings to spark their attacks, but it was the Wanderers who had the better linking plays between the midfield and the attack. Costa Barbarousis had himself a day. He grabbed two goals for Western Sydney, and he was a massive threat in every single attacking raid. Central Coast kept trying to find the breakthrough for the equalizer even until the very last second, but a brilliant save from Lawrence Thomas gave the Wanderers a huge 3 points in preparation for the Sydney Derby. That's going to be a huge game. While the Mariners are barely holding on to the sixth seed and the final spot, we're still early in the season, but they're still holding on to that. That was thanks to scoring two more goals than the MacArthur Bulls. That gives them the tiebreaker.
The Big Blue is light with Sydney FC, defeating Melbourne Victory 3-0. That was a pretty big one.
Yeah, as a Sydney FC fan who's watched every single game this season, I've noticed a trend. The first half sees them soak up a lot of pressure from their opponents thanks to a really good defensive shape that has improved substantially the past three games. Then, if it goes to halftime tied, if Sydney FC don't concede and change their shape, they've got a good chance of winning. The Mariners game, halftime tied at 0-0, Sydney went on to win 2-0. The Newcastle game, that was tied 1-1 at half, Sydney went on to win 4-1. The MacArthur game, tied 0-0 at half, Sydney went on to win 2-0. And this game was no different. They soaked up so much pressure from Melbourne Victory in the first half, whose attack was just flatlining in front of goal, even with bringing on Nikos Vergos on late. This was the worst matchup for Victory with the state of their attack, and there's rumors swirling.
The worst.
Because their attack just hasn't been great, and there's rumors swirling around Arthur Dallas's seat having the pilot light turned on. As for Sydney, great second half, but they have to find a way to play two halves in attack, especially for the upcoming Sydney Derby away from home out in Parramatta.
Brisbane Roar and Auckland FC, they couldn't be split. They shared the points after a 1-1 draw.
Not all draws are played out equally. Some are the caliber of England versus Slovenia 0-0 draw in the 2024 Euros last year that almost put me to sleep faster than my favorite ASMR audios. But some are like this game, entertaining, not without chance creation. Either team had late chances to win it and narratives to flow out of this game. Both sides spread their chances out wide to stretch each other's defense, leading to some nice goals. Lachlan Brook had what might go down as the free kick of the season right into the top corner to give an early 1-0 lead to Auckland, but it was Brisbane that had the better quality chances. That led to Justin Vidic slotting a goal into the bottom left corner in the shadows of halftime. The second half saw some chances for Auckland, but the underdogs of the Roar bunkered down and limited good looks at goal for FC. That's how the news went for the rest of this one. Thanks to Auckland dropping 2 points, Sydney FC go top of the ladder after match day 5.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. And of course, a Monday comes with plenty of NFL action. What game are you keeping an eye on for week 12 of the NFL regular season?
This is the third consecutive week that I have featured the LA Rams, but here we are. After a tense victory over the division rival Seattle Seahawks last week, the 8-2 Rams host the 6-4 Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a matchup that could be really crucial to deciding playoff seeding as we travel to further towards January playoff football. The Buccaneers have started out the season as one of the hottest teams in the NFL, but injuries to key personnel on both offense and defense have limited them significantly. The Rams, however, continue to thrive on both sides of the ball, especially after making a statement last week for forcing 4 interceptions out of Seattle quarterback Sam Darnold. We'll see if the Buccaneers can cause an upset.
Fantastic. Will Little, Community Armchair, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Wouldn't be Monday without Will. Thank you so much.